show that never ends. I'm so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
It is now time for the Pete O'Shea Show with your host, the youth minister,
the galvanizer,
the Tasmanian devil.
The Tasmanian devil's on the loose. Run, run, run for your life. Run.
Tasmanian devil?
Oops. Tasmanian angel, that is. Pete O'Shea.
Pete O'Shea.
Oh, wow. I did not see that coming. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Pete O'Shea Show right here for you on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I am the Commander-in-Chief, Pete O'Shea. I have Tom Connolly on the board here today. We just put that together. Did you do it just a couple of seconds ago? Very nice. Very nice. On the fly. Very good. Happy President's Day, everybody. This is the Pete O'Shea Show, and we hope you're having a good day. Look how nice it is today. It was a gorgeous day here in the area, right? So don't cry to me about anything. Certainly, as you look up at our neighbors in the north, they were shoveling snow out like crazy. Don't complain if it's a little bit cold here today. It's beautiful. I still had to top down the hoopty this morning. I did. It was feeling good. A little icicle stuck to the back of my neck, but it was fine. All right, it's Monday, February 17th. Before I get started with anything else, again, President's Day today, but I also have to wish a very, very happy birthday to my dad. Today's my dad, John O'Shea, is going to be 75 years old today.
God bless him.
Happy birthday, Daddy. I love you. So let's get started with the prayers for those in need. That's how we start every show. That's how you should start everything you do, people, all right? Whatever it's going to be. You got a meeting this afternoon. You're going to go to lunch in a little while. You're going to have a situation later today. You're sitting down to tell somebody something. You got this. You got that happening. You're going to go look at something. Whatever you're going to do, stop first and pray about it. And then when you finish, do it again. Pray some more, okay? Talk to the Lord about all the things in your life. So we get prayer requests sent in. We get them sent in from all the 11 counties we cover here at WTAS by email and fax and text and phone calls and carrier pigeons and whatever they can get them in here. Fly in a paper airplane if you need to. We'll help you out. We'll get the prayers because we got to pray for each other, guys and girls. All right. When somebody else is down, you don't even know them, right? You were in the Starbucks this morning. You paid $14.95 for your coffee. You were feeling really bad about that as it was. You had to take out a second mortgage to get some coffee. And while you were looking over, the guy in front of you was furrowed brow and he dropped everything and he was in a bad way. You could just see it, right? So don't just stand there. Pray over the guy. Go over there and say, can I pray for you? Let's pray this way through everything, okay? Be there for each other. So when I give out the names, I want you to please pray for them because someday you're going to call me up and say, Pete, I got a problem. Can you get everybody praying for me? So it's got to be a mutual thing, folks. So pray away for each other and we bring it all to the Lord. That's the key to it all. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray today for these people. We're going to pray for the soul of Matthew Cook and his family now that is recovering from his loss, a very, very important man to this community, sadly taken from us, but we know he's in a better place right now. So for Matthew's soul and for his family. And for Tony and Henry, he's got a big procedure coming up. Henry, I love you to death, brother, so you're just going to be good for me, baby, all right? Do it. It's going to be all right. And Orville and Fran and Mindy. Justine is feeling better, but we're still not sure why the headaches are coming, waiting for a report. Mike's going to get this major knee surgery. Mike Short, the owner of Leroy Selman. A good buddy of ours goes to Espirito Santo. He's looking at major surgery on that knee. I said I would do it. He said no. Fine. All right. Frank and Dale and Joanne from the Center of Hope. That's a great ministry. It does a lot of amazing work for guys that have drug problems. And then not only that, they turn them into ministry leaders in the community. Okay. And they're struggling financially. So let's help them out, please. Tom Connolly Sr., Tom's dad. Nick needs some prayers, has asked for them. Anthony has asked for prayers. Aiden and Phoenix and Donovan, Ireland, Luke and Tegan all need our prayers. So, Lord, we'll lift up all the people on this list. We'll ask you to guide them and nurture them. Put them in the palm of your hand and show them safety, show them love, show them peace that none of us can do. We can't make it happen. We're just going to have to turn it over to you. It's impossible for us. Life piles on, and you can't breathe, and you can't see straight, and it hurts, and you're in pain. And when you're angry and frustrated and in pain, you can't even know what's going on. You can't fix nothing, Lord, but you can. So we'll just lay it all at the foot of the cross, and you'll make the impossible possible once again for us because your love and your mercy is infinite. And so we thank you in advance for listening to our requests. We thank you for whatever it is that you're willing will. Again, if you want this to be healed in people, then please do it. If not, let them be a shining example for others who suffer so that everybody can work on this together. Let thy will be done. Give us what we need, not what we want. And I ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Pam Healy is here with me today, my friend. She is part of what's called the Shelters of Hope for the Diocese of St. Petersburg. Specifically, she works with Pinellas Hope, which is an amazing place, a place of really perfectly named Pinellas Hope. I've been there many, many times, and we're going to be talking about a benefit we're all doing together for them, a Mardi Gras night that's going to be raising money for them. We'll talk about all that with her in a little bit here. And then the second half of the show, Monday, I know you've gotten used to it now, people. It's appointment listening. You cannot miss it whenever she's here because she's so awesome. Deborah Evans will be here doing Real Women, doing Real Life. She's got an amazing one to do. It's every week. She's really good. She's just so really good. So we're glad she's here also. So we'll have a good time today. I want you also to call in. Let's strike up a conversation. Let's chat today. We're paying for it. It's toll-free, 855-265-2929. I've been told I say that too fast sometimes. You ready? 855-265-2929. Call us up today. Here's my question. I'm actually going to give two questions today, okay? One is practical because it concerns Pam's visit here, and I've been getting a lot of posts on Facebook from this one because I put it up this morning. Are you willing to give up some warm clothing of yours and some food items, other necessities to help these beautiful homeless people that live at Pinellas Hope? Are you willing to do that? And if so, are you ready to get in the game and do that? All right, so that's the first question. Then if you want, you can also tell me who your favorite president is. If you don't, you can go either way on this. You can weigh in on both if you want. Because it is President's Day, so we got to weigh in on that also. I'll quickly tell you mine. My favorite presidents, I always liked Teddy Roosevelt. A guy who can charge up a hill and then say, okay, and walk softly and carry a big stick. That's what we use. We could use that right now as our president. We use Teddy Roosevelt right now. Can somebody exhume Teddy and get him running for 2016, please? You can't help but not love George Washington, right? Father
George
of our country.
Washington.
And is that your vote, Pam?
That's my vote.
This morning, Tommy in memory cut down a cherry tree in the backyard. He's looking at charges for that, but we'll get him out of it. He was obviously, I mean, that's a guy who could have just made himself king, could have stayed there forever. Mike Huckabee said that this morning on the air. A lot of humility, a lot of real strength, a lot of courage, and, you know, fantastic. Lincoln, you got to love him also, right?
Sure.
I see in the paper today, this is interesting. We just saw 67 years ago, which came from his famous Gettysburg Address. He actually took that right from the Bible. That came from Proverbs 90:10. I didn't know that till today.
Me either.
You didn't know that. Pretty interesting stuff, right? Okay, that came right out of the paper today. And so, but he's also pretty awesome. I could watch that movie Lincoln over and over again, too, by the way.
Too.
Daniel Day-Lewis
Excellent
is so
movie.
Awesome. At the end, when he starts slamming his hand on the desk, you will procure me those votes. I love that part. I love it. I just absolutely love that part. Get out of here and get me those votes. All right. And then my number one's got to be Ronald Reagan. I'll tell you why.
That's my number two.
Is that your number two? He and I share a birthday. We're both born on February the 6th.
Oh, all right.
There were three famous Americans born on February 6th. Babe Ruth, Ronald Reagan, and Pete O'Shea. Okay,
and
not
you,
necessarily in that order. Okay, and when I was a little kid, my mother, I wasn't a little kid. I was a young teenager. I don't think I actually was ever a little kid. I was born huge. She sent him a letter, and he sent me a very nice letter back wishing me a happy birthday. And I don't have it anymore. My mother has it. She wouldn't give it back to me when I moved out. She's like, you don't need this anymore. I'm keeping it. But
maybe it's ransom.
Ooh, I like that. Very good. But anyhow, he was a pretty amazing guy also. Those are mine. So if anybody wants to weigh in today, you can weigh in by calling us at 855-265-2929. Again, are you willing to help out, give some warm clothing? It's cold right now, and these guys need some help. A blanket, some pillows, a scarf, a hat, sweatshirts, that kind of stuff. Some non-perishable food items and other necessities to the homeless people that live at Pinellas Hope. And what is Pinellas Hope, you say? Well, unless you were living under a rock for the last couple of years, you don't know. We got Pam Healy with us right now to tell us all about it. It's part of a bigger thing that the diocese does called the Shelters of Hope. Tell us about that overall package first, then we'll narrow down.
Right. So Shelters of Hope is a ministry, part of Catholic Charities in the Diocese of St. Petersburg. Catholic Charities has over 1,700 units of shelter.
Is that right? That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So aside from Pinellas Hope, which a lot of people know about, it's always in the news, and there's a lot of talk about Pinellas Hope. That's our homeless shelter, emergency shelter. We have apartment units. We have residential homes. So people of all needs, whether it be mental illness or HIV/AIDS or, you know, migrant workers, we have shelter for everybody.
Families, the elderly.
Everybody.
There's a different sector for each one, too,
correct,
right? So
correct.
That they can be comfortable where they need to be and
yep.
get the assistance they need, the support, not just housing, but support that goes with that.
Right. So any place that you go to, any shelter that you go to, you'll also maybe have a case manager, a counselor working with you, just to get you to where you want to be. If that's not your ultimate place, if that's a temporary home for you, we're going to work with you to get you to the goals that you want.
I love it. I love it. Now, let's specifically talk about Pinellas Hope a little bit before we go to break, and then we're going to talk about the Mardi Gras event and everything like that. But Pinellas Hope, when it started out, the publicity was negative. Everybody didn't want that. Nobody wanted a homeless tent village in their backyard, right?
Not in my backyard.
Yeah, and that was the whole thing. There was these people protesting. They got all verklempt. They got crazy.
Yeah.
All right. But in the end, they were proven wrong because it worked out really, really well. And now everybody's behind it. It's gotten all the positive publicity now because people are realizing, wow.
It works.
Yeah, it works.
It works. And right now, today, you know, we're housing approximately 275 men and women in tents. And that's their emergency shelter. And like I said before, we're working with them. They can stay with us about 90 days, try and get them a job, education, whatever they may need to get them on their way.
That's the part people didn't understand was going to be part of it. They thought, oh, they're just going to let people that are already vagrants just live there and do whatever they want. No, it's very structured. They have a lot they have to accomplish in those 90 days, and they're given all the assistance they need to get back up on their feet again.
Right. Everything is free. That's where the donations come in. Shampoo, laundry detergent, whatever you need, we're going to provide it for you. You just need to focus on going to school, getting a job, and getting on your feet.
When we consider this, and it's a fact of life, we're all about two or three paychecks away from being there. When we went over there once, I met a gal who just fell in the driveway of her house and broke her ankle. Couldn't work because of that. And then the landlord, whose house she fell in front of, threw her out of there after she couldn't pay the rent. Okay? And that's what it is. It's not, the face of homeless is not what we all remembered it to be,
where it
was somebody who just was being self-abusive to themselves, who was a drug addict or a drunk, who didn't care about society, it was just a dredge on society. That's not the face of homelessness anymore.
You're right. And I tell people all the time, I say homelessness, the face of homelessness has changed in the last 5-10 years. What we're seeing at Pinellas Hope are our husbands and wives that have lost their job, lost their home, did all the right things by societal standards, and just couldn't stay afloat. And they couldn't imagine being at Pinellas Hope. But here they are.
And when you go there, and I've been there many times, there's a warmth, there's an appreciation, there's a love there. The whole place is just an amazing, has a canopy of love around it, of grace, you know?
Yep.
And everybody there is so kind and so warm. And when you come, with, and the churches bring a meal every night. My church comes and we bring them food. They're so happy, so appreciative. We get into such wonderful conversations with everybody. It's a wonderful experience. We get more out of it than they do when we go.
Absolutely. And I'm so blessed to work where I work. I don't even consider it a job, although to keep my roof, I'll take the paycheck. But honestly, we tell them every day, this is your community. You have to love and be kind to one another. And they do it.
Yeah, they do. Now, Pinellas Hope, give them the address and website first before we go to break. And then when we go to break, after we come back from break, we'll talk about the Mardi Gras.
Pinellas Hope is located at 5726 126th Avenue North in Clearwater.
Okay, and the website?
It's www.pinellashope.org. We have our own.
Very cool. And you can go there and you can donate food items. You can get your church together or your business or your friends and cook a meal and bring it on over.
Yeah, or just come visit us. Come take a tour. Stop by anytime.
I love you have the garden there now. Right, you have all these other cool stuff happening.
Yep.
It's just a great place, and it's making a huge impact on the kingdom. It's properly named too, Pinellas Hope. It's exactly what it is. It's just a hope village that you can feel it. It's palpable as soon as you enter the campus. Every time I've gone, I've left more hopeful than when I got there, for sure.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
No, I really have. I'm not even saying. I really do mean that. All right, let's do this. We'll take a break. When we come back again. We're going to be doing an event on February the 28th over at St. Catherine's there on Belcher Road in Clearwater to benefit all the Shelters of Hope, but specifically Pinellas Hope. I'm going to be participating. Pam's going to be there. Everybody's going to be there. Are you going to be there? Are you going to be there? Because if you're not, I'm going to be unhappy with you. So come on and be there. All right? You got to come on out and be part of it. President would want you to do this, okay? The Commander-in-Chief has now put out an edict that you must join us for Mardi Gras on the 28th. We'll tell you all about that and why you need to be there, how much fun it's going to be. The guy doing the comedy and the MC and the auctioning that night, he's a really nice guy.
He's fantastic.
He's good looking too. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back after this. I love you and I love Jesus.
Spend your weekday mornings with Pete O'Shea at 11 and your afternoons with Dave Ramsey at 2. Only on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS.
ChristianFlower.com believes in the power of God's creation. We always supply our customers with the freshest flowers available. Our trained staff is able to create an arrangement that will inspire and beautify any space. Our vase and A-verse collection is a unique way to personalize your arrangement, and each order comes with a personal note from the sender. Please visit ChristianFlower.com/WTIS or dial 866-518-0281 to speak with a representative. ChristianFlower.com. We don't just send flowers, we send life. Midway.
One call does it all. From small electrical repairs to whole house protection, Midway Services is here to help 24/7. Before you start another DIY project, call Midway Services for all your electrical, air conditioning, plumbing, and remodeling needs. 1-800-MIDWAY-5 or midwayservices.com. Family owned and operated since 1957. Like us on Facebook for 10% off.
Day or night, the job's done right.
Number CGC 1510-8455.
Ready for a vacation getaway to the beach? If the thought of a concrete high-rise with windows that don't open is not your vacation dream, Seahorse Beachfront Cottages have a bit of old Florida charm for you. Quaint cottages right on gorgeous Treasure Island Beach beckon with a tranquil setting to sunbathe, relax, and enjoy the warm waters of the Gulf. The Seahorse Cottages are 1 and 2 bedroom, equipped with a full kitchen, cable TV, and small pets are welcome. Whether it's a long weekend, friends in for a vacation, or a well-deserved peaceful week at the beach, Seahorse Beachfront Cottages are ideal for you. Water sports, great restaurants, and shopping are just minutes away. Call 727-565-4686 or visit theseahorsecottages.com to reserve your very own Seahorse Beachfront Cottage. Theseahorsecottages.com. Book your getaway on beautiful Treasure Island Beach. Call 727-565-4686. Book online at theseahorsecottages.com. Theseahorsecottages.com.
Hi, this is Jim Brangenberg, the host of the I Work For Him radio show on Mondays following Dave Ramsey at 5 p.m. 7 weeks into the year already. Have you put to use something you've learned here on the I Work For Him show? If Jesus has impacted your life, then he should also be impacting your business. Whether you're a Christian business owner or Christian employee, your faith should be impacting your work. Coming up in the next I Work For Him show, Dick DeWitt with Marketplace Chaplains will be joining us to talk about this amazing program. Join me for the next I Work For Him radio show with your host, Jim Brangenberg, right here on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You're listening to the Pete O'Shea Show right here on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I am your brother, Pete O'Shea. I got my brother, Tom Connolly, on the board. Hope you're having a good day. Go to our website, too, WTIS1110.com. You can listen live right there. If you're sitting at your desk right now, you can listen right there. But listen, when the boss catches you, don't tell him it was my idea, okay? And then you can just check out all the programs there, and you can see all the show pages. Anything you missed, the archives are right there. There's a great community calendar as well. Go there. And go and like us on Facebook, too, WTIS AM 1110. What else I want to let you know? You can call in still today. Let's find out what you're thinking. I want to hear what you're talking about, people. 855-265-2929. I asked two questions today. Are you willing to give up some warm clothing, some food items, and other necessities to help the wonderful homeless people that live at Pinellas Hope, which is what we're talking about right now with Pam Healy? And then also, because it's President's Day, I want to know who your favorite president is. So weigh in, call in on either one of those, and chat with us, and let all of Tampa Bay know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what's in your heart. And don't remember, tomorrow, I got a really interesting Pastor Anthony McDaniel will be here, and a missionary by the name of Diane Reynolds. She's going to be talking to us about this movie called Veil of Tears. I've just only heard a little bit about it. I heard it's really, really powerful and amazing. That's going to be tomorrow, and also Dr. Chris Hood with Original Health. All right, we're with Pam Healy now. We're talking about Pinellas Hope, and there's a real need there. There's always a constant need. You can't keep up with the need because, again, the seasons keep changing. Everything keeps happening. Right now, it's getting cold, so people can give warm blankets and sweatshirts and coats and jackets and hats, whatever they can come up with. That they got left. Oh, mittens are good at this point,
and
right?
Socks. Things you don't think of.
No, you don't think of socks.
No, because folks, you know, they live in Florida, so they have flip-flops, and that's it. And the cold weather comes,
see,
and
I don't wear flip-flops.
Socks.
I can't do it. You don't want to see my toes. That's all I can tell you.
We need socks there.
Yeah, that's why we need socks. That's why I have two pairs on right now. But you need those things. And again, people don't think about that. Here's another thing. Recently, when I was talking to you guys, dress shirts and shoes, because they got to go on interviews. That's part of the process. People don't think to donate that.
That's right. So we have a clothes closet so that when folks come to us and they have very little, we have have everything from work boots for folks that do get a job, whether it be in construction or they need what are their slid resistant shoes because they're working in a kitchen. We provide all that. So anything that you can think of to help folks get on their feet.
Because that makes the difference. Yeah. If they got the slid resistant shoes, they're going to get to keep the job past the first 90 days, and then right. they're going to be able to get back on their own. I mean, those little details make the difference.
That's right. And like I said, 275 people there, God willing, they're getting a job, and then they're coming to me and saying, I need slid resistant shoes, or I need a hairnet. Something that we don't think about, and we got to go and buy it.
See, Tommy asked me for both of those yesterday, slid resistant shoes and a hairnet. I wasn't sure why. I don't need to know. It's something I try not to ask. I don't want to know.
If you don't need it, we can take it.
All right. But again, they can bring these stuff over, right? They can just bring it right to
Anytime.
The site.
Anytime. We're open 24/7. There's always somebody at the front gate to accept donations.
And some non-perishable food items also, right?
Food, absolutely. Because part of the goal, too, is when you transition out, we have a program called Homemakers, which is done with between Catholic Charities and the diocese volunteers and all different churches, and they'll set up your new apartment. They will furnish it.
That's
awesome.
They'll
put food, drapes, pictures. We're not talking just a bed. You walk into your new home.
Set, ready to go, start over
set.
Again.
It's just beautiful.
It's that lift up, and it's that saying right. to you, hey, you're going to keep your dignity and all this. We're going to do our very best to help you in any
Absolutely.
Way that we can. Also, like shampoos, all those kinds of things also.
Yep. Anything that you need to get ready in the day. That's what we need.
Very cool. All right, let's talk about Mardi Gras. It's coming up on February 28th. It's going to be at St. Catharines. Tell
right.
me a little bit about it.
So we decided to do a big fundraiser for all our Shelters of Hope. Like I said, we have over 1,700 units for not just Pinellas Hope, but folks from all five counties that we serve with varying needs. And we decided to get the community together and rally behind all these shelters because, you know, you need shelter first.
And so what's the event? What's going to be there that night? What can we see at Mardi Gras that night? Why is everybody got to be there?
Well, you already talked about the attractive comedian, Master of Ceremonies.
Who is that?
I hear his name is Pete O'Shea.
No,
that's the
can't.
Rumor.
No, just stop.
That's
don't,
the rumor.
Don't brag on me. My head's big enough as it is. Go ahead. And
So you know, we do have that. We have a jazz band coming.
Oh, nice.
It's catered occasion food to go along with our Mardi Gras theme. We have a photo booth, silent auction items. We have a lot of really cool stuff we're raffling off. Trip to New Orleans is a big one. So we got a lot of good things happening that night.
So it's really good. So again, it's the 28th Friday, February 28th at St. Catharines. And they can go right online and get tickets, right?
Yep. They can just go right online to register online.
Very cool. All right. Somebody I know is very, very passionate about Pinellas Hope and does a lot to help that community. We'll go at any time to help them out. Is on the line with us right now, my good buddy Ray Kirker. Ray, how are you, pal?
Great. How are you doing? Happy Monday.
Happy
how
Monday
you?
To you. Happy President's Day. Weren't you once the President of the United States back in like the 1840s?
Oh, no, not me. You're the guy that does that. I'll back you up.
All right. You got it, pal. All right. You want to weigh in on today?
Yeah, I'm always bringing office supplies. Like I have I know my printer. They do run the memo pads, and I just run those over, and they can use office supplies too, pens and pencils and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely,
towards the cause.
That's again. That's the thing you wouldn't think of, right? Ray? But those are things they need also, and to prepare for the job, to get ready for the interviews, that kind of stuff. They need all that stuff too, bud.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They do great work. It's a model for the whole country. I'm always writing editorials into the paper. Sometimes they print a couple.
Like Haley's Comet, every 70-some-odd years they print one of them. But, dude, you have a great heart. I know you do. I know you've gone around to the restaurants and collect food at the end of the night and bring it up there late at night. And I don't know why you were still in your pajamas when you brought it over there. Those people asked that you put your clothes on. But that's fine, buddy. But, dude, I love your heart.
They offered me a tenth the last time I
Dude, I love your heart, though. You really do help people all the time, Ray, and I know how much this means to you. So thanks for calling in, Wayne, on that,
Thank you very
buddy.
Much.
Okay.
God bless.
You
all right, God bless
well.
You, too, pal. All right, give everybody the set of information again so that they want to come out to Mardi Gras. How can they get the tickets, where it's all, everything they need to know?
Everything is online at www.ccdosp.org. That's the Catholic Charities website. And you can register online. You can can get to us any way you want. You can go to our administrative office on 1213 16th Street North in St. Pete, and we'll be happy to get a ticket to you.
It's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a night where we all come together as one body in Christ, and it's going to make a big difference in the lives of those people who are just getting a leg up. That's all it is, people. It's not what you thought it used to be. Homelessness is different now. Yeah. These people need our love. They need our support. Whatsoever thou do for the least of my brethren, that you do unto me. Jesus told us that. That's what it's all about. Pam, awesome work what you guys
Thank
do in Pinellas.
You.
I'm so proud of you guys. So I'm excited for the 28th as well for Mardi Gras.
Thanks.
I will take a break. We come back. Real women doing real life with our good buddy Deb Evans. Don't you go anywhere. The Pete O'Shea Show continues after this. I love you and I love Jesus.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. An Ethiopian Airlines co-pilot locked his colleague out of the cockpit, hijacked a Rome-bound plane, and landed Monday in Geneva, all in an attempt to seek asylum in Switzerland, according to officials. The Boeing 767-300 plane had taken off from the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa. It was scheduled to stop first in Milan before Rome, but sent a distress message over Sudan and landed in the Swiss city about 6 a.m. Secretary of State John Kerry traveled to Abu Dhabi Monday for discussions with Emirati officials on the deteriorating situation in Syria, nuclear talks with Iran, and the Middle East peace process. Kerry flew to Abu Dhabi from Indonesia, where he laid into the Syrian government and Russia for the lack of progress in talks aimed at ending the crisis. Kerry slammed Russia, along with Iran, for continuing to support the government, which he said it allowed it to double down on its attacks against civilians. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements, uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get your free bonus bottle of Vision Essentials, just call 800-658-1895. That's 800-658-1895. 800-658-1895. 800-658-1895.
Remember your first day of summer camp? The excitement, the hunger for adventure, the thrill of making new friends. The Vineyard Camp has a 30-year tradition of offering kids 6 to 17 sports taught by coaches from around the world. Horseback riding, soccer, skeet shooting, swimming, mountain bike riding, rock climbing, tennis, and more. Over 40 different sports are offered in 1 week in longer sessions. The Vineyard is more than a place to get away for the summer and gain a competitive edge. Children develop leadership skills, self-confidence, and a renewed sense of spirituality. The Vineyard Camp consistently ranks among the best youth camps in the USA. For an unforgettable adventure, call 877-226-7532. 877-226-7532. 877-226-7532. Or visit vineyardcamp.com. Vineyardcamp.com today.
Hey, this is Dr. Chris Hood of Hood Chiropractic in St. Pete and Original Health. Heard every Tuesday from 11:30 till noon on The Pete O'Shea Show. I'm making a special offer to our loyal WTIS listeners. If you call my office at 727-544-9000 and make an appointment for initial evaluation, including x-rays if necessary, we'll do it for only a $25 donation. Now, normally that experience costs $300, but that $25 donation I'm going to donate to the Tampa Bay Pro-Life Alliance so that they can continue their efforts to glorify and sanctify life. So call me today at Hood Chiropractic, 727-544-9000, and I'll help you preserve your life, and you can help the Tampa Bay Pro-Life Alliance preserve countless lives. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Christopher Hood, on Original Health every Tuesday from 11:30 till noon on The Pete O'Shea Show, helping you to hit the reset button to your health the way God intended from the inside out.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Pete O'Shea Show right here for you on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your buddy Pete O'Shea. I got my pal Tom Colley on the board. Thanks again to Pam Healy coming on and telling us about Pinellas Hope. You can go and help them. Go to PinellasHope.org and just help. Just give whatever you can. Time, talent, treasure. You can do it and make an impact on the world and those around you. Because like we said, guys, the face of homelessness is not the same as we remember it. It's not what we know. It's people in, just like you and me, that are in real need. So let's look after them. All right. This is one of my favorite parts of the week. It's Monday, the second half of the Pete O'Shea Show, which means we bring in Deborah Evans and we do Real Women Doing Real Life. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You're always doing good. You're awesome. I can't even take how awesome you are. I can't take it. You're so awesome. Sorry, so this Tuesday, is there a special thing going on
this
with you guys?
Tuesday night again, Real Women Doing Real Life at 801 Seminole Boulevard, and we have a special music guest, Rick Sterrett.
Oh, I love me some Rick Sterrett. Last week I said Rick Evans was handsome and Rick Sterrett was in the room also, so I now have to say this. Rick Sterrett, you're a very handsome man.
He heard it.
Okay, so write it down, people.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about my first chapter in my book, But For God.
But For God, which is an amazing book, guys. And it's really a transparent look at your life, where you came from and where you are now.
You know, this morning I woke up and I thought, Lord, the reason that I come here on Monday morning like yourself is because we want to affect and touch lives.
That's right.
That's the whole point and
the whole purpose. Yes.
And part of that, most of that, is that we have to be transparent. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm married to a pastor, and even though people look at me and think, wow, she really has it all together, they need to know my beginnings.
That's right. And we've talked about this before, because now if you look at you on the server, you do have it all together. You're lovely, you're talented, you're smart, you're funny, you're cool. Right? No, she's all these things. She is. She's all these things. She's awesome. But again, from a very humble beginning, a very difficult beginning that you've shared with us before, where, you know, wow to there. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
As far down as you could go to as far up as you could go over the course of a life.
And I'm still, you know what, Pete? We're still a work in progress.
Sure we are.
But For God, my book, and the first chapter I talk about bad beginnings produce bad endings. And I quote in there that the enemy says, you know, if you're born into hardship, you're done. The script is over, the end. Don't even bother to hope for a different ending. And don't even look for a happy one, because that only happens in fiction. And then he laughs again. And that's, you know, and he comes and he says, that fairy tale is completely obliterated now. And so for Christian women listening today, I hope as they listen that the Holy Spirit really gives them a hope and unwinds what their past was then as to what their future is going to be.
Right.
And God says, you know, I'm the Alpha. In Revelations, he says, I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega, I'm the beginning and the end. And to her who is thirsty, and I'm going to go back there in a minute, I'll give a drink without cost from the spring of water of life, and she who overcomes will inherit all this. I will be her God, and she will be my daughter. Go back at that line, Pete, and it says, she who is thirsty. For the woman who is hungering after God, who wants righteousness, who wants peace, who wants joy, who wants contentment, that's thirst.
Right.
When you're thirsty, you know that the only one that can give you that drink is Jesus Christ.
Amen to that.
And so he goes on in that, and if you go back, he says, I'll give you to drink without cost. It's not going to cost you anything.
The cost has already been paid for by Jesus Christ.
The cost has already been paid for. It's already been done. So there is nothing that you can do. I've already done it. And it's unfortunate because 63% of the world believe that it's all by works.
Mm-hmm.
63%.
Right.
Which is crazy. And then he says, and she who overcomes, I'll cause her to inherit this. Jesus isn't talking about just the future with life with him in eternity. He's talking about right here, right now, if we overcome, Pete, one day at a time, one step at a time, pursuing him, thirsting after him. And water is also a prototype in the Bible of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Holy Spirit that empowers us. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us peace. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us joy. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us contentment. And he says what? And I'll give you what? Salvation. Salvation isn't just becoming, Pete, born again.
No.
With eternal life.
No, it's much more than that.
Absolutely. It's healing. It's healing in our minds, our emotions. It's bringing stability. It's all of those things.
Yeah, it contradicts everything that the enemy tells us, all the lies. You've said that to me many times. He's going to poke at you. He's going to lie to you. He's going to tell you you can't overcome, you can't change, you can't get a different ending to your life. Well, this statement here in Revelations shows you all how that is all a lie.
Absolutely. And so it doesn't take an expert to confirm the fact that in the first 6 years of our life, Pete, our personalities were formed, our core values, our characters. And so the experience of our childhood isn't the only factor to our future. They have an impact, it has an impact, but it is not the only factor. Our beginning mightn't be good, it may be bad. And today, for the listener, Pete, I really ask you, as you're listening to this broadcast, to reflect quietly to yourself at some point today and ask yourself, ask God to reveal to you your beginnings, how through His filter.
Right, through His filter. Like you said before, right? Last week we were talking about not through the broken window pane anymore.
No, through God's filter.
Right.
And, you know, you may have been blessed to grow up in a home full of love and acceptance. And you may be a vessel of life that's been shaped sturdy and strong, I say in my book, and capable of holding all that life will bring you. But for most of us, we have had lives that have been altered forever by abandonment and rejection, and we've been abused. And the finished product is what? Damaged goods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the finished product. And so we need to reflect and write some foundational truths and lies that we've learned from the beginning.
And so that's the healing process that you talk about each week that you guys do at the on Tuesday nights with
Real Women
Doing Real Life.
Yes.
It's about healing that by again, reflecting on it, praying about it, bringing it to God, and letting it look it through His lens.
Yes. And it's the series that I'm doing is entitled I Saw the Lord. How do you see God? You see God in the process. You see God unveil, sitting in the church for those 30 minutes that I'm teaching, by the power of the Holy Spirit, God begins to take off your filter and give you
His.
And give you His.
Right.
And so, you know, we look in the church, and these are the statistics by Barna. 50% of women in the church from ages 18 to 22, I'm sorry, 15 to 44, okay, 56%, Pete, have had abortions in the church.
Wow.
The statistics are staggering. Adultery in the church. One out of every believer thinks it's okay to have an extramarital affair. We're talking about born-again believers. 50% of marriages, people are committing adultery. 50% of the men in the church are addicted to pornography. 20% of the women in the church are addicted to pornography. And so what does all that say? Something bad happened back there in those formative years. Something cracked in people's lives. And even though in the church we come to Christ, we stop right there at salvation. And we never allow God to open up those broken places in our heart and reveal to us the things that we need to be healed from.
Right. And that those broken spots, and a lot of people as they're listening to this resemble, know exactly what you went through because they did also. That means you feel like you can't trust anybody, including God.
Absolutely. Because you've maybe suffered abandonment, single parenting, rejection. For me, I felt like a total failure. I felt like I couldn't do anything right. I felt like that I should be abused because I wasn't worth anything else. And I was safe feeling like that. I felt like I didn't want to be around anybody. I felt like I wasn't lovable. So I isolated because everybody told me I was bad because of my beginnings. And so what did I have to do to dig out? I had to get into the Word of God, and I had to let the Word of God change me. So on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock at 801 Seminole Boulevard, the Holy Spirit is there to meet you through His Word.
That's right, and it's Pathways Community Church, and everybody comes together, you know, and when you get a whole bunch of people together praying in one room and you're all talking to God together, He is listening, and then you can realize some things. You can realize, wait a minute, I can get past these hurts.
Yes.
I can overcome this. And here's another one. The big one you and I talk about a lot is you realize this. You're not alone. You're not the only one that suffered through this. And you think, wow, there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me.
That's
that
right.
This happened to me, that I deserve this, that this was because of what I
yes.
did. You can come to that meeting on Tuesday night, meet a whole bunch of other ladies who've been through some stuff, and realize, wait a minute. I didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with me. It's not because of me that this happened, okay? And
fallen
I can fix
man.
It. I can fix it with God's help.
And I can fix it with God's help. And the thing is, I'll teach for 30 minutes. I'm a pastor's wife. And that's why I wrote my book, But for God. God had me write that to say, I came from those broken places, and yet I can heal you. There was something I wanted to comment on, in the fact that, ladies, you're daughters of the living God, and the master potter is Jesus Christ, and your life of clay he can make beautiful. Your dreams are not just written on your heart, but they're written on God's heart, and he planned you for a purpose and for an outcome and for a destiny. And don't lose your hope, and don't lose your dream, but for God, he can make all things beautiful. Pete, in Psalm 23:6, it says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard sometimes to understand when everything seems lopsided. But if you'll cling to that promise, surely goodness and loving kindness, it will follow me. Psalm 86:13 says, great God is your mercy toward me to deliver my soul from hell. And sometimes, Pete, in this everyday life that we live in, it feels like a hell.
Yeah.
The pressure, the financial pressure, our children bringing them up in ways of God. I mean, there's a lot of pressure.
There's more and more pressure every day. The world we live in right now is the worst spiritual warfare the world has ever known, and it's an attack every day. We're all under it.
And what was it he said? Barnum said 63% of people today do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. With all the evangelism, with all the outreaches, 63%. But ladies, I want you today to study and reflect on verses that express God's love to you. And the thing I wanted to say in Jeremiah 29 is, God says in Jeremiah, he says, I have a hope for you. I have a plan for your life.
Mm-hmm.
I have a future for you.
That's right.
And he goes on, in that word, expected end. I have an expected end to you. What does it mean? A future restoration. And in Jeremiah, the Israelites, Pete, this is interesting. In verse 8, Jeremiah warns them, and he says, don't be telling yourself fantasies. Don't not deal with reality. He was talking to the Israelites about what condition they were in. And he was admonishing them, don't do that. Don't wire out for prophets who can be bought, who will give you smooth words. Only listen, and then Jeremiah says, only listen to the words of God, because he has a future, and mm-hmm. he has a hope, and he has a great ending for you. And that's where we need to focus.
And that's what you guys focus on every Tuesday night when you do Real Women Doing Real Life at Pathways Community Church. It's at 7 o'clock. As you're listening to this, and a lot of it makes sense to you, and a lot of it sounds like your life, and you've been there, and you're going through it right now. You're looking around going, I'm going through this right now. Then you got to go on out there and join these ladies and be part of what they're doing and just feel it. You'll feel it. The Holy Spirit is there. There are miracles happening every day. There's all sorts of really cool things happening through the Lord there every Tuesday night. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I want to hear about breakthroughs, okay? And then I want to hear about how now they can watch it live. And then I want to hear about some more of these wonderful studies and scripture reflections that can help everybody to understand really what's going on, what God's trying to say to them. I did a lecture with my kids on last night at youth group. I said, God's talking to you. And they said, God never talks to me. I don't hear his voice. Open the book. Open it. It's right there. He's talking to you right now, okay? All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more of Real Women Doing Real Life with Deborah Evans on the Pete O'Shea Show on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I love you and I love Jesus.
Spend your weekday mornings with Pete O'Shea at 11 and your afternoons with Dave Ramsey at 2. Only on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS.
Last year, 364 babies were spared from abortion because their mothers chose life at one of the three centers of Pregnancy Center of Pinellas County. 364 miracles from God. What if your company could help sponsor this year's Walk for Life to make that possible for 364 babies? Plus, plus, plus? Become a corporate sponsor for this year's Walk for Life. Your company's logo will be prominently featured on over 40,000 Walk for Life pledge forms, distributed to over 120 local churches, and mailed to over 12,000 local households, and be on the official Walk t-shirts. Call now, 727-216-1410. That's 727-216-1410 to become a Walk for Life corporate sponsor today. Walk for Life is Saturday, Mother's Day weekend, but the deadline is now to become a Walk for Life corporate sponsor. Your company has the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of Tampa Bay families. Become a Walk for Life corporate sponsor today. Call 727-216-1410.
Midway.
One call does it all. Midway Services can help update or completely remodel your kitchen and bathroom like we have for over 12,000 others. Call Midway Services for a free estimate and ask about our exclusive 10-year warranty. 1-800-MIDWAY-5 or midwayservices.com. Family owned and operated since 1957. Like us on Facebook for 10% off.
Day or night, the job's done right.
Number CGC 1510845.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tracy Lenhart. Peaks of Health is a functional medical center. I established this center to identify and treat the underlying cause of your disease instead of just treating your symptoms. For the first time, Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center is offering our listeners a special New Year's deal on our weight loss program. That's right. To our valued listeners, we are offering a one-month $99 weight loss program that includes your weekly visits, lipotropic injection, basic labs, and any necessary appetite suppressant. This is a great way to jump into the new year with a new you. We'll help you get your weight under control with our medical weight loss program offered at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. Call today, 727-826-0838. That's 727-826-0838. Or go online at www.peaksofhealth.com. We'll get you the weight loss results you've been hoping for. Call 727-826-0838. That is 727-826-0838. Call today and be on your way to a healthier new you.
They took the vote, and it's official.
Herman Cain.
The House voted to raise the debt ceiling without any strings. Now, since Speaker Boehner's saying that this is the president not wanting to address the debt ceiling, they should make that a major flame-throwing issue in 2014 leading up to the election.
The new Herman Cain Show.
That's more ammunition if they know how to use it.
Listen, you just might learn something.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Pete O'Shea Show right here for you on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I am your brother, Pete O'Shea. I got my brother and good buddy, Tom Connolly, on the board. We got right now we're in the middle of Real Women Doing Real Life with our good friend, Deborah Evans. And again, every Tuesday night, you can go on out and join them at Pathways Community Church. When they get together, it's just a beautiful thing when everybody comes together and can pray for each other, right? Put everybody's needs together and just together work on the healing, work on the brokenness. Work on making it right so you can move forward. You can have a different change to your life. You can have a different ending. The enemy is lying to you when he tells you that. Now, one of the things you guys do on Tuesday night is you find those breakthroughs. Talk to me about that.
Well, at the altar, I mean, we have a breakthrough time where God moves and these women come up and they start petitioning God and praying, and we at Real Women just gather around them and lay our hands on them and believe God for their life. And we have a lot of miracles. We have a lot of great things happening. For the next 2 weeks, I'm going to continue to teach in the main sanctuary. And then in 3 weeks, we're going to have encounter groups. And those encounter groups, there'll be signups if you come out this Tuesday night or next Tuesday night. We have signups for that. And Pete, we have 5 different classes. We have a class, Safe People by Dr. Cloudon Townsend. We have, I put in there, Boundaries by Dr. Cloudon Townsend, Shepherding a Child's Heart, for people who want help in parenting. And Safe People and Boundaries are basically how to choose safe people in your life. Mm-hmm. How to make right decisions so that you don't end up in a ditch.
Right.
Boundaries for women who don't know how to say no. We as women sometimes, we just don't know how to say no, Pete. Mm-hmm. We do everything and we spin 1,000 different ways and we become exhausted. And so we have that class called Boundaries. And then the other one that we're doing, Shepherding the Child's Heart, and also Crave. Crave is an eating program.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, absolutely. Why do we as women emotionally eat? And so it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to look at that, and also a class on heaven.
Oh, wow.
And that's
going to be fascinating.
Oh, that's being taught by Dr. Ann Lawrence and Robin. They're both doctors, wonderful women, and they're teaching on heaven, and it's so biblical. And at the end, the last class, there's a reenactment of heaven. So it is, of course, we could never get that in our capacity, but there's a smoke machine and
oh wow, okay, a little special effects and
I'm
everything.
I'm telling you
here.
What, the other women,
high tech, yeah.
I mean, you know, my husband Rick, he's got it all going on.
Oh sure.
So it's like the angels are singing, and it's just wonderful. But those encounter groups that are going to start up, it's a good place for women to come out and meet other women and not isolate.
And again, to get into the Word, to take these, like you gave us some wonderful examples of Scripture that really express God's love for you and show His promise for that hopeful future, that it doesn't have to be the same cycle that you keep going in. You're on that merry-go-round that you never get off. You can do that,
yes,
if you go to Scripture and see God's love for you.
It's not like the Olympics. You know, my husband and I are watching the Olympics every night, the skiing and the ice skating and all the athletes. And last night we were watching a couple of skiers and one from the U.S. And I mean, Pete, he just bombed out.
Yeah.
He just really bombed out. Now, that's it for him. There's no medal. He can't go back up that hill and redo what he did.
I want to be a luger myself. Just put me on that thing and push. I can be an athlete. I can do it. Just put me on that thing and push. You don't need to do anything else. Just put me on that thing and everybody push.
But see, God isn't that kind of...
You know, I just got a really... I
you got a mental picture, did you?
And I need some coffee now.
I know. Rick Evans is the lovely husband. The lovely husband. I said you were handsome again, and I said Rick Starrett was handsome, if he's here, just so he knows.
He's outside. He's got some shorts on, so we're getting ready to do the Rick and Rick...
shorts on.
You know.
There he is. I said you were handsome, Rick.
Honey, right. Absolutely amazing today.
Awesome, as always.
I was driving in, and man, what a blessing to listen to you continue to do what you do.
Amen.
Well, if you're listening right now and your story begins with a broken heart, you need to take heart, because through Christ, He is your deliverer, and He has a better ending that is awaiting you. And you will get the gold medal, not like the Olympics.
There you go.
You get a redo.
That's right. You get a redo.
I can see him now. He gets up off the ice. He stands up in his short pants and his what are those shoes you're wearing? And
look
white
at his
socks.
It's the box. It's the box the shoes
the
came
Pete
in.
O'Shea.
Look at his suntan.
Yeah.
That's red. That's sun baked. That's not even
sunburned. I said, Pete, you're not Italian.
No.
When my grandmother Philomena, God rest her soul, and wants you to know I am a quarter Italian.
Hey, listen, I hope everybody's going to come out on Tuesday night. I hope everybody's going to come out tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Deborah's going to be teaching this in depth. And I got to tell you, we sit up in that balcony, some of the men. She just teaches the women. But man, some of us guys are sitting up there. We're writing notes as fast as we can. It's absolutely amazing. And I sound like a husband should sound about his wife, but she's a real deal.
No, you're absolutely right. The passion that she has for this, and again, the fact that she's been where you were, guys, okay, that's the thing, and now has gotten through, and now she's coming back for the rest of you guys, and that's what's really cool part for me. That's what I love most about you.
Yeah.
God is a God of restoration. If they can't come out, ladies, you can go to pathwayscc.com, and you can click on and you can watch the service. My husband wanted me to say that.
Live online.
Wow.
Deborah Evans,
but
real
I prefer that you come
life.
Out in the sanctuary.
Between that and the smoke machine, you guys are really high tech, aren't you?
I mean, yeah, I'm saying smoke machine, we got one good light that works. I mean,
we're high tech, yeah. Wow. Look at, we got one good light that works. That's better than me. My light bulb's been out since I met you, so I hear you. I'm down with that. Wow.
You're killing me.
I speak directly to the women now about the whole idea of what we talked about today. Let's wrap this all up really good about how bad beginnings do produce bad endings, but not necessarily. Again, if you go to God and you read those scriptures, you talk about God's love for you, can show you that there is a promise for a hopeful future.
Absolutely. If you have a bad marriage, if you have kids that are absolutely bouncing off the wall like mine were when they were growing up, if you have problems on the job, maybe your job is being threatened, you have financial issues. Even deeper than all of that, earlier Pete was interviewing about the homeless.
Yeah, I was interviewing Pam, yep. Mm-hmm.
And you were about Pinellas Hope. The truth is that they were broken before they got to Pinellas Hope, and now your job is bringing Christ to restore them. Mm. Don't let yourself get to that bottom.
Amen.
I encourage you to come. dig your feet into the Word of God, and just determine in your hearts, ladies, no more, devil.
No more.
No more.
Get thee behind me.
I'm not going to take your lies. I believe what God's Word says, and there are 100 other women that have that same belief that I'm going to meet with on Tuesday night.
Amen to that. All right, Rick, quick, give a plug for your show on Sunday.
Sunday afternoon, The Worship Community. It's at 1 o'clock. This week, I think we're having a guy named Archie Muse. He is the lead guitar player for the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, wow. So
it's going to be awesome. And the following week, we're going to have Paul Smith, lead singer for the group called The Imperials.
Wow.
Who are those guys?
Who are those guys?
Who are those guys?
Guys? That Armin Morales dude. And that other dude, that Rick
family,
my brother. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much. Again, this has been Real Women Doing Real Life with our good buddy Deborah Evans. Thank you so much. Thank you to Pam Healy also. Go out there and get PinellasHope.org and join us for the Mardi Gras on the 28th. Rick Evans, thank you for popping in, brother. Rick Starrett, once again, you're a very handsome guy. All right, well, we'll stick around now. The Herman Cain Show is next, followed by Dave Ramsey, and then I Work for Him with Jim Brangenberg. I'll be back tomorrow morning with AM Inspiration and the Pete O'Shea Show tomorrow at 11. Until then, I mean this. More than you know, more than I could ever properly articulate. I love you and I love Jesus. Tommy, thanks so much. Have a great day, everybody. God bless.
Tampa Bay's original inspiration station is Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS Tampa, home of the Dave Ramsey and Herman Cain shows.